Be a part of the best pro wrestling podcast today by supporting the Going In Raw Patreon. You can enjoy access to the live taping of the show, exclusive merchandise, and patron-only episodes, and so much more. Support Going In Raw today. Click the link in the description.
This is the glorious one, Bobby Roode, and you're watching Going In Raw.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Lars.
And welcome to Going In Raw, the only pro wrestling podcast you can be listening to right here at youtube.com/Steven Larson. Available wherever fine podcasts are available, including the iOS podcast app. If you want a great way to support Going In Raw completely for free and very quickly, you can hop on your iOS podcast app. That means on your iPad, your iPhone, or what have you.
Yes.
And leave us a rating or a review. It really helps boost the profile of the show. If you'd like a financial way you can support Going In Raw, you can hop over it to the Patreon at patreon.com/Steven Larson. Why was that a question?
I don't know.
It's literally on every episode down here.
Yeah,
we got a bunch of people.
Right, though.
Got a bunch of people watching this podcast in live stream form. You can enjoy live streams of our podcast as well.
Correct.
We do them 3 times a week.
Yeah. Well, for patrons, we do.
We're going to do our, for patrons.
But we do it 4 times a week because Monday's news show is always live for everybody.
For everyone. We're also available at Pro Wrestling Tees. Look at this Slow Wolf shirt. Hey.
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 Anyways. Tomorrow, quick programming note, because tonight is NXT's
clip show.
Yearly clip show, 2-hour clip show. But you said there was going to be
some announcement, but I don't know what it is.
He's going to be two hours long.
That's the first
from
thing
now
I
on.
Popped in my head. I want my predictions for this year to come true immediately.
That'd be cool. That'd be great. I'd be down for that.
The TV tapings in February take place over 2 days. So
yeah,
I could say starting February, 2-hour NXTs.
That'd be fun. Yeah. So tomorrow we're not doing a recap for 205 Live and NXT.
We're talking about Wrestle Kingdom instead.
Yeah, we got a Wrestle Kingdom recap.
So tomorrow. At noon for our patrons, they will get to see it first.
I'm going
to
take a fat nap when you leave here in a little bit.
And then after that, it'll be available for everybody.
Should I like go get some Red Bull for tonight?
If you think you need it.
We're not live streaming. I'm going to be live tweeting at I'll do it from the Going In Raw one, at Real Going In Raw.
Maybe I'll do some too once I wake up.
This middle one right here.
Early.
There you go. Oh, yeah, that's right, because you say you're going to get up at
3.
Do you want a wake-up call?
No, I have an alarm on my phone.
Mr. Larson, this is a wake-up call.
I don't need any assistance in that regard.
Get up, you son of a bitch. I'm not going to do that for you.
Good, I don't want you to do it.
Are you going to join in the live tweeting at that point?
Yeah, I might.
Depends. Well, hold on a second. See, that's a conundrum then. If I do it from mine, my personal one, then you jump in at 3 o'clock, right? Then we can do back, you know, to each other.
Or as opposed to all. Just do it all at Real Going
In Raw. Do it all at Real Going In Raw.
You'll have to guess who's actually tweeting.
All right.
I mean, if I'm like just absolutely exhausted, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it anyway. So
yeah. Oh crap! I don't want to hit details.
So we'll see.
We had a really weird. I don't want to say a really weird SmackDown, but certainly the very end of SmackDown was a little oddball.
Yeah, it's an interesting development in this ongoing Daniel Bryan, Shane McMahon saga, or there was just really bad direction. I don't know what it was.
Oh, I wouldn't put it off on bad direction. I'd say it was completely...
what they wanted it to be.
What they want it to be, but what that is, I'm not sure is going to work.
It definitely convolutes this ongoing storyline. Let's start at the very beginning.
Okay.
Show opens up with AJ Styles.
Of course.
Incredibly over.
He's the best.
He is the best.
Yes.
He is top star on SmackDown without a doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps even top star in all of WWE right
Maybe,
now.
Maybe, man. People, they love him so much.
Yeah.
I love him so much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Continue.
So he's talking about his match tonight, talking about what happened last week. He seems like he's tired of people getting involved in his business, causing him to lose matches.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel Bryan comes out.
Mm-hmm.
Before he can really say much of anything, remember correctly, Shane McMahon comes out.
Mm-hmm.
So Shane was giving Daniel Bryan some guff about what happened last week, and he's saying, are you going to let Kevin Owens be ringside for AJ's match against Sami Zayn, the main event?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, if you are, then I'm going to be out there too. And then Daniel Bryan said, well, if you're going to be out there and Owens going to be out there, I might as well be out there as well.
Yeah,
so everybody's just hanging out outside the ring.
This entire first segment was kind of weird too.
It was.
Because... like, by the end of it, everybody was like, oh, yeah, we'll all be there, woo! But that wasn't the point of it in the first place?
No, the point was is
I'm keeping my eyes on you. That's what it was. Like, all right, I'm gonna keep my eye on you. I'm gonna keep my everybody's keeping their eyes on each other.
Yeah, yeah.
But then by the end it was like, let's all be there together. Well, it was celebratory.
Kind of, yeah. And then during the actual main event, it was I'm gonna keep my eye on you. That there was a part of that match where that actually happened.
Right, exactly.
Where Daniel Bryan got in between Shane McMahon and Kevin Owens.
Yeah.
But then by the end, again, it was celebratory for some weird reason.
The celebratory part at the very end of the episode was the most bizarre, because I think even the crowd was confused.
Yeah, but Daniel Bryan's doing the yes thing, so everybody does it.
I know, and that's going to be the problem. Here's the question. Is Daniel Bryan now supposed to be a heel?
If you just look at it in a vacuum, based on last night, he was rather gleeful to make the match for the Rumble, AJ versus Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn in a handicap match for the title.
He's screwing over AJ Styles.
Yes, and he seems very happy about it.
Yes!
See, but I know we're getting way ahead of ourselves, but we'll talk about it now since we already started down the road.
This is the thumbnail of the video.
Yeah, this is what I was kind of hoping was just like bungled direction or something.
Okay.
Because AJ dropped the promo after the match, and he was livid, naturally. Mm-hmm. It's two matches in a row he lost because everybody else is goofing
dicking
off
around
on the outside of the ring.
Yeah.
Bickering like children, he says.
Yes.
And he's caught in the middle. He's losing matches because of it. He's not happy. He's angry.
Right.
Rightfully so. And so out of frustration, he said, might as well just make a match, handicap match, me versus Owens and Zayn. And like if he had said that, directed it towards Daniel Bryan in anger,
yeah,
you know, subtext being, get your act together.
Yeah.
And Daniel Bryan kind of sniped back and forth. They sniped back and forth at each other, and result was like, fine, you want that match? You got it.
Yeah, 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 right, right.
That would have made more sense.
Yeah.
Instead of Daniel Bryan giving the mic thing, oh, so okay, at the Rumble, we're going to have a handicap match for WWE title, AJ Styles versus Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. Yes,
gets on the table, yes.
And he's smiling?
Yeah, and the crowd's like, yes? Okay, so I'm actually going to... So one great thing about the patrons that we have for this live stream version of the podcast that we do was any of the crowd... So the crowd to me, although I didn't have like full volume, I should have rewatched it, felt apprehensive to be cheering this screwing over of number one face AJ Styles.
Yeah.
I thought I heard some no's in the crowd.
Oh, there was, I saw a couple of people in the background.
You did? Okay, yeah. All right.
When Daniel Bryan first brought up the possibility.
I was going to ask Chad if they heard that
I
too.
So.
Yeah.
So it was an odd turn of events.
Yeah.
I mean, if the end result of this is firmly establishing AJ Styles as, I mean, he's already there, top face on SmackDown,
mm-hmm.
and just really furthering his push,
mm-hmm.
then I guess I can be on board with it, especially if maybe it leads to an AJ Styles, Daniel Bryan
match
at some point.
So Karen was there last night.
Yeah.
She says there were plenty of no chance, herself included. So yeah, like it felt to me, sorry not to interrupt your point.
That's fine.
It felt to me like when Daniel Bryan won the World Heavyweight title by cashing in on the Big Show, I think it was, or Mark Henry, after Mark Henry and Big Show had destroyed each other. And it was obviously like he was taking the shortcut way, and he was cheering as if he's the greatest thing ever.
Yeah.
But you can't, it's like Daniel Bryan. So it's like, am I supposed to be cheering this guy? But then obviously he's doing the
yes chant, yes.
The gleeful cheating heel Daniel Bryan. It felt like that. It felt like he was like, I'm screwing him over. Yes, yes, yes. That's what it felt like.
Yeah.
And then evidently the crowd was like, hold on, I want to do this so bad, but I want to say no. That's a huge problem because are people going to start being anti-Daniel Bryan?
No.
No, they're not. Nobody wants that.
Yeah, they've really.
But on the other hand, I kind of like the idea.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, they're really concentrating on, it seems, creating characters on SmackDown that are neither heel nor face per se.
Yeah.
Complex characters.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of this storyline has just been overly convoluted,
mm-hmm.
and I don't really know where it's going.
Yeah.
I mean, we have AJ versus Owens and Zayn in a handicap match for the title. So let's say Owens pins Styles. Styles loses the belt.
Mm-hmm.
Do both Owens and Zayn hold the title then? Does whoever pins Styles hold the title?
Yeah.
I don't get that aspect of it.
I would think that would be the case.
Yeah.
I would think that would be the case where...
Are they going to be co-champions?
I mean, he didn't say triple threat.
No, he said handicap match.
It's a handicap match. Whoever gets the pin on AJ Styles, I would think at that point becomes champion. Although I get your point of they also in a handicap match, they kind of exist as one entity.
Yeah, they're supposed to work together. Although if it's a traditional handicap match, it'll be a tag.
Right, yeah. Well, yeah, triple threat, everybody's in there. One person.
Well, you can also have a tornado handicap match where everybody's in the ring at the same time.
Yeah.
But Owens and Zayn will have to tag in and out.
We'll have to try. Maybe what we can do is do a title match, a handicap title match on WWE 2K18 and just see what happens when somebody wins.
Well, if they tag in and out, then I guess whoever's in the ring gets the pin.
That's what I would think. That's what I would think, yeah. So, I don't know. The biggest thing is, here's the thing. I kind of dig this because it's not just your traditional Shane's an authority heel guy.
Yeah.
I'm not sure this is going to play well with the audience. I am fascinated by it because I think it's probably something that Daniel Bryan will enjoy doing.
Yeah.
You know, getting to exercise
his heel
muscles.
Especially if it leads to an in-ring return.
Okay, so that's question number two. He said earlier in some sort of Sports Illustrated
that if he's not cleared by WrestleMania, then he probably won't be cleared by WWE at all.
Yeah.
And I got to thinking while I was out walking my dog today, in the last, 3 to 5 months, there's been a lot more talk from him and there's a lot more rumors circulating about whether he's coming back or not.
Mm-hmm.
More so than I can remember ever being since he's retired.
Yeah.
They could be... What's the quote? I think it's from Shakespeare. You doth protest too much.
Mm-hmm.
Putting all this information like, no, he's not cleared.
Yeah,
he's not cleared. He's not going to be cleared. No way he's going to be cleared. And him just constantly saying, I love to wrestle, but I can't get cleared.
Yeah.
Is this all leading up to him getting cleared seemingly out of nowhere?
I would hate to think, and I think you're on board with this, that I would really doubt that the WWE would play pretend storyline. What did Dan Severn call it? Mickey Mouse storyline?
Yeah. With someone's brain.
With some, the idea of their clearance policy, their wellness policy being used
their
for
concussion
storyline.
Yeah.
Yeah, for use for storyline. But if it led to Daniel Bryan wrestling WrestleMania, I'd be all for it.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
I know.
Man, I'd be all about that. Especially if it's Daniel Bryan versus AJ.
I know.
You know, we're getting ahead of ourselves, I think, but holy moly, that'd be something else.
Oh yeah.
But I don't know. I think this whole even Daniel Bryan is as sort of authority as sort of siding with Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn.
But the thing is he sides with them because they're unbelievable talents. So is AJ.
Yeah, I know.
They cut their teeth in the indies. So did AJ. I mean, if his motivation for not letting Owens and Zayn go is just that, then he shouldn't have any bone to pick with AJ.
The motivations all around are really shaky. Shaky.
Shane's I get. Shane should have beat Owens at Hell in the Cell. Zayn came in, saved Owens.
Yeah, I know.
Owens got
the win. Yeah, I know.
Owens and Zayn cost Team SmackDown the Survivor Series match. Not really, but in his mind did.
You're right, yeah.
So he's upset about that. So Shane's motivations make sense. He's taking great glee and reveling in the idea
and
of punishing them before he fires them.
And even Daniel Bryan saying they're top-level talents.
True.
They should, they're all good points.
Yeah.
It's just you have this thing where AJ Styles comes in. And it's like, well, he's supremely over. He's a good guy. He's got true
intentions.
He's the
best wrestler.
He's the best wrestler.
And his story parallels Owens and Zayn.
Yeah.
Especially if you consider TNA an independent wrestling promotion.
Around the world. Oh, man. Yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, I don't... So, was there a rumor out there somewhere that said we're looking at possibly this leading to Shane versus Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn at Mania?
Oh, I hadn't heard that.
I think
I read something. I can't remember where though. That it was that Shane's match at Mania would involve this Owens Zayn thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to see Shane as a wrestler, dude.
No, I don't either.
I want to see Daniel Bryan as a wrestler.
Yes, me too.
So I don't know. Let's continue on. So after that, we had the tag team title match.
Yes.
Shelton Benjamin and Chad Gable. Wait, do they have a name yet?
No.
Okay.
Just their names.
Versus Usos. Kicked off with a great Uso promo.
Yeah.
I really enjoy those.
Another good match or matches.
Well, I hate this stuff where
here's the thing. I don't like that it's employed randomly.
I know.
If you're going to have the ref come out and notice a mistake, then do it across the board.
I know.
Or don't do it at all.
I know.
Don't pick and choose.
Here's the thing that I don't like. So the Usos are tweeners. Gable and Benjamin are pretty much tweeners because they don't want to pull the trigger and then being
full
heels.
They just
kind
of seem like, you know, they're maybe not the nicest guys.
Yeah, kind of.
But kind of not even that.
No, I think, they just act. It's funny because tweener these days just means you're not a boring good guy. That's all tweener means.
Well, I think they're...
They don't cheat.
No, but they're...
They talk crap.
Yeah.
Which you should do regardless of if you're a good guy or a bad guy.
There's a respectful way to talk crap. And there's a jerk way to talk crap. And I think Gable and Benjamin lean a little more towards the jerk.
Yeah, but so do the Usos. They cut rhymes on people and stuff.
But they don't do it as much anymore.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, everybody, look, man, if you're a competitor in WWE.
Oh, yeah, you should be confident.
You should be singing your own praises.
Agreed.
And running down the other guy a little bit, you know? Did you just wink at me?
No, I don't do that. Was that episode of Seinfeld where George gets lemon in his eye or something? Yeah. No, it's like a slow wink.
Everybody construes it the wrong way. I know. So everybody's a tweener. And here's the problem with this.
Hold on.
What?
Yeah, that is really weird. So I was thinking, like I just said, you know, Gable and Benjamin, they're just not the nicest guys. They really say anything that's out of
right? They joke around.
They never cross the line on anything with anybody.
Yeah. They joke around. And that they're booked so that they could easily be like winners.
Yeah. If they were winners last night.
Yeah, I know. They were.
Until they weren't.
Here's my problem with this. So at first they win the titles. And it was a wonky win, but they win. And so they get their moment of celebration. Okay. They get to win. Here's my problem with this. When you have a match where both teams lose, that means more than both teams winning. You know what I mean? It sullies it because you've seen both teams lose. You see the Usos lose first.
Clean,
which feels legitimate. So, okay, Gable and Benjamin are better than them. That's the idea we get coming out of this match. Ref comes down. No, it was a crap finish. Restart the match, and then you get the opposite result. So both teams end up looking like crap.
Yeah, a little bit.
Especially Gable and Benjamin because... They won in a shady manner, and then they couldn't get the job done in a legit
manner.
They
didn't win in a shady
manner.
They won legitimately.
They weren't being shady.
No, it was just... Well, the thing was that the people that were involved in the pinfall were not the legal men in the match.
Right, exactly.
It was Jimmy and Shelton who were involved in the pinfall.
Which is stupid anyways. Everything should be a tornado.
Jay and Chad Gable were the legal men.
Yeah.
And so after the pinfall... Jay Uso gets back in the ring because he got thrown into the barricade on the outside, comes in and starts protesting the ref. I'm the legal man. Jimmy wasn't the legal man. I am.
Yeah.
Which, okay, that's a way to instantly justify a rematch beyond the obvious rematch clause.
Mm-hmm.
But where it got weird is a ref comes running down the ramp past Gable and Benjamin as they're celebrating their win, and they go to replay on the Titantron to show us the final tag and the pinfall. So it's like, here's visual evidence that the legal men were not involved in the pinfall. And so the two refs talk. The ref who actually refereed the match, who made the initial pinfall count, said, nope, restart the match.
I hated it.
It's too much.
I hated it. It's overbooking. It's too much. I mean, I get you got to be creative sometimes. And again, not everything is going to work. It's just in this case, both teams end up looking weak.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want that, especially not for the guys who I think they want to put the titles on, Gable and Benjamin.
If they want to do it, just do it.
Yeah, I know. But I mean, you know, like I said, it's something that's different. Doesn't work for me. Maybe it works for other people.
I mean, if it was a situation and Jey Uso was protesting, the ref's like, well, that's my decision. Ref's decision is final.
That's what I like. Yeah, I like that.
And then
that.
You can have Jey Uso go into Daniel Bryan and Shane McMahon saying, hey, what? I was a legal man and I was involved in pinfall.
Exactly.
That could justify another match in furthering the feud.
Yeah. I mean, that's what's going to happen anyways.
I know.
But I like that justification better. Yeah. It doesn't make everybody look weak.
No.
You know, the Gable and Benjamin come out of it having won a match. And they've got the titles, which makes them look good. The Usos got screwed. That makes them look good. Mm-hmm. Everybody looks good as opposed to both teams losing.
Yeah.
Having this, and I hate being part of a live crowd. There's nothing crappier than seeing a title change and then get it reversed.
I know.
Because like, oh, cool. I'm here for something cool.
And
then nothing.
And it's not like when Jericho beat Triple H when it was done to get tons of heat on Triple H.
I know.
It was, the heat was all on overbooking.
I know.
It wasn't on Gable and Benjamin because they did nothing wrong.
I know.
They didn't cheat.
Yeah. Boy, so. I remember even that was, that Triple H Jericho was the best because I love Triple H so much. In a retrospect, it's so great that they did that because it did. It served such a great purpose getting him so much heat.
Mm-hmm.
But being invested in the storyline and loving Jericho, I remember being pissed.
Yeah.
Job well done.
Yep.
Job
exactly.
well done.
Exactly. But this didn't serve
this
that purpose.
This was just kind of like, because you kind of, here's the thing, you also kind of felt it coming, you know? It's like they've got the titles and it's like, oh.
Especially when Jey Uso kept going on and on.
He kept on going on and on, and then you see that idiot running down with the stripes on. It's like, oh, damn it.
Yep. And if they're going to do that, do it consistently. There's so many wonky finishes to matches.
Which is why I don't want them ever to do it, because exactly. I don't want a ref coming out every match.
It'd be like instant replay.
It's terrible.
In football, it slows the game down.
I know, man. They should get rid of instant replay, get rid of helmets. Next, Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn interview. I'm not sure if they're doing their job, or because usually I enjoy a good heel. I can't stand Sami Zayn and his doing the yep thing. And I know that I'm supposed to not stand him. I'm supposed to not like him. But it's kind of like my opinion on Rushmore. The lead character in Rushmore. What was the actor's name?
Oh, the actor was Jason Schwartzman.
Oh, yeah. He's so annoying that it takes me out of the... I get no enjoyment
out of
it. It
was sort of like when Sami Zayn was doing the overly analytical thing.
Yeah, I know. But even that, I thought in a Larry David way, was kind of appealing.
Yeah.
And I was getting used to it. This, him just saying yep a bunch of times, except for the last one where it literally looked like he orgasmed.
Yeah.
That was actually kind of funny because orgasm, he's funny. He said, yep. But all the others, I was like, oh my God, this is the most annoying thing I've ever seen in my life. I do like his little slip, though, when he said, that's why the Sammy and Kevin show is going to be. And Kevin said, I don't know why he just said seven. Anyways, so yeah, they gave an interview. It was kind of annoying, but
yeah.
I guess, again, job well done. I think that's what he's supposed to be doing.
Yeah, I think so.
Next up, again,
Breezango versus Bludgeon Brothers. Bludgeon Brothers attack Breezango before the bell rings, before the match starts. Ascension come out, trying to make the save. Victor eats whatever the Bludgeon Brothers finisher is called.
Yeah.
Bludgeon Bomb, let's call it that.
And then there was I think this was in a WWE.com exclusive or a Fallout or whatever. Backstage, Breezango were nursing their wounds.
Yeah.
And they said, hey, thank you very much for making the save. You are our friends. And because of that,
they have a match against Bludgeon Brothers now, right?
The Ascension have a match against the Bludgeon Brothers. But Ascension seemed cool with it. They seemed like they were happy to get the match.
Good.
I love those guys. Anyways. Hey, good for the Ascension, man. Way to...
They're staying involved.
Way to, you know... Hit it out of, if you, whatever you're given, try to hit it out of the park.
Exactly.
You know? And you'll have a job.
Next, New Day backstage. Xavier Woods had like a blindfold on and a kendo stick, it looked like.
Mm-hmm.
Like he was, what did Big E say? Like something about a pinata?
Oh, that I didn't catch.
I thought he said something like that. But I thought Xavier Woods was, I don't know, like training or something. I didn't know what was going on.
Isn't this where they had the pancake cake?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I missed the first part of it, I guess. I just saw pancakes and I was like, I'm hungry.
Yeah, there's a candle on it. They're celebrating the new year, I think.
Yeah, this is a great segment. Their chemistry with Aiden English and Rusev are great.
Oh, it's great.
Because then they hear Aiden English come in and he says something like, what did he say? He said something like, do you guys want to hear my thoughts on it? Everybody understand he's about to sing, that it's Rusev Day.
Yeah.
And then Biggie's like, nope, I don't hear it. Don't want to hear it. All three of them are like, I don't hear it. Nope, don't want to hear it. And then he's I think he actually sang Rusev Day, and then Rusev comes in. Crowd pops big.
Oh, yeah.
And then he starts saying, look at you like children with your fluffy pancakes.
Fluffy pancakes.
He
that
calls
them
with your fluffy pancakes. Oh, Rusev.
That's what Brock
great.
About the K was. He had a blindfold on because they had a surprise, and he had to guess the surprise.
Oh, okay. All right. That's what I thought it was.
That's what it was. But he was swinging a kendo stick around with the blindfold on. That I remember.
That's great.
And I thought either Big E or Kofi mentioned something about a pinata.
Woods has to win this thing, right? The U.S. title.
I think it'd be great if he did.
He has to win it. They're making such a big deal about it. And it gives the New Day something to do that isn't in the tag team division. I think they're going to do it, man. So, Rusev and English, they come up and they're talking crap. I don't know. It's just I'm
fluffy pancakes.
I'm tickled to death.
And then Rusev blew out the candle on the pan of pancakes.
I love it's always the smallest, most juvenile trolls that Rusev doles out. It's the best.
Mm-hmm.
And then, oh, this next thing was great. Mojo's promo.
Oh, that was intense, man.
Look at them giving him some freaking time and he's all intense and stuff.
See, that's one of those instances where doing the promo straight to the camera.
Yeah. Works. Yeah, I know, because Mojo knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
Who'd have thought that would be the case? That was, it was great. Good for him.
It was short. It was to the point.
It was intense.
It was intense.
Woo, woo, woo. You know it.
Well, he did this too.
Yeah.
But mockingly.
Yeah, it was great.
It was good.
Reminds me of Hilton, but if Hilton was like, you know, sinister.
Super intense and sinister, yes.
Exactly.
Next. First round match in the U.S. title tournament, Aiden English versus Xavier Woods.
Oh,
Aiden English about to sing. Rusev says,
"Let me do this.
Tranquilo.
Yeah.
I'm going to sing." And yeah. He sang, and it was fantastic.
It was great. He sang an ode to Aiden English. Mm-hmm. How amazing is that? Real friendship.
Yep.
Yeah.
Solid match, too. They gave it a good amount of time.
It was fun, man.
Xavier Woods picked up the win with his top rope elbow.
Mm-hmm. Rusev looked disappointed, but not angry or upset with Aiden English. He was consoling him at the end. Mm-hmm. So I thought this was good. Oh, maybe this will lead to like a... Isn't that kind of crazy? It'd lead to two tag teams feuding over a singles title.
That would be interesting.
Because I think it's going to end up being like, I mean, if Woods ends up winning, I could see him feuding with Rusev, who, of course, was like one of the most prominent U.S. champions of recent history.
So it's going to be Xavier versus...
Jinder. Yeah.
And then Bobby Roode against the winner of Mojo and Zach.
Yeah.
So you'd think Mojo would have to win. Or Zach going to win because he lost at the... kickoff show.
Zach's time. Did you see a Zack Ryder promo?
Mojo has to win. So is Mojo going to beat Bobby Roode?
I wonder if Mojo was at that New Year's Eve party that Zack Ryder and Chelsea Green put on and all those. Because I think that was the one that Morrison and Rusev were at.
Oh, all right.
And maybe he just wasn't in any of the pictures because he's like, yeah, I can't be in the pictures.
Could be.
You know.
Could be kayfabe.
See, that's a case where I'm totally like,
yeah, I'm fine with that. Yeah,
keep out of the pictures.
So if it's Mojo and Bobby Roode, then Baron has to cost Bobby Roode that match, right?
That sounds right.
So Mojo advanced to the finals.
Baron's big old face was on TV.
Oh yeah, that's later.
Later on.
And then I guess Xavier Woods can beat.
I'm making WrestleMania.
Jinder Mahal clean. Yeah, that could happen.
Xavier Woods beating Jinder clean.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, either because, I mean,
you got the New Day and the Singh brothers.
That makes
sense. There'll be some action going on outside the ring. Yeah,
Mother.
I know. Yeah, that's how it could play out. Woods versus Mojo.
And then maybe Zack Ryder costs Mojo.
Could be.
I mean, I hate to say this is all going to be people costing people
overbooked
stuff.
Tournament.
Overbooked stuff, but it's possible.
Or it could be Rusev comes out and costs Xavier Woods' match against Jinder Mahal.
Yeah, it could be.
That could happen. Or Aiden English.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be Bobby Roode against Jinder.
Didn't we do that on our show?
Yeah, we did.
I swear they're just ripping our ideas.
Yeah,
man.
They kind of are.
What the heck? We're just giving them a blueprint for free, Larson.
I know.
What the heck?
You know, we agreed to book Raw, and then Vince signs off on the scripts. And I guess he just takes it and does what he wants with it.
Yeah, I guess so.
Next, welcoming committee interview. They're a thing now, again.
Yeah, I'm not.
Weren't Carmella and Natalya at odds for a while?
I don't know, man. I don't like this. I don't like the Riot Squad stuff. It's just none of it makes any sense.
It doesn't.
It's not compelling. It's not true or dramatic.
So in the spectrum, the heel face spectrum. So Riot Squad, if I'm understanding this all correctly, they're the heels, right?
I guess, yeah.
And then you have Charlotte, Naomi, and Becky.
They're super faces.
Faces. And then welcoming committee are tweeners?
Oh, God. Usually I like the idea.
Or are they just slightly less heel than Riot Squad?
They're like the left-out heels. They're the push-to-the-side heels. When is Carmella going to cash that stupid briefcase in?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. They're heels when they need to be heels. They're not faces.
Really, ever.
They took on the Riot Squad. Yeah, I guess they're just sort of there. They just exist. They're above brand, man.
They transcend the... heel face spectrum.
Yeah, then we saw Karl Malone. That was weird.
Oh, that was awesome.
I love Karl Malone. He threw up a diamond cutter too.
Yeah, man.
That dude doled out some diamond cutters in his day.
Oh yeah.
That beard. It is weird though, because his beard is like super gray.
Yeah.
It just looks like it's like glued on or something. He looks like he's about to give a performance of.
He still looks like he could ball though.
I know. Like, no, dude, here's the thing. He looks exactly like he did 20 years ago, yeah, except with a gray beard.
I know.
He looks like a community theater actor who just forgot to take his fake gray beard off.
Could be.
Anyways. I love Karl Malone.
Oh, yeah.
The mailman.
Mailman.
Best, one of the best power forwards in history.
Yeah. I think he's, what, second all-time in scoring?
Yeah, sounds right. He's number one.
Kareem.
Is it Kareem? Okay, yeah. That makes
did
sense.
Did Kobe pass Malone? I don't remember.
Oh, I don't know.
Kareem's still first.
I think it would have been a big deal if Kobe did. But I thought that three. I thought that's why he was sticking around that last the last two seasons. Yeah. Well, that and the big payday.
Yeah, yeah.
He's making a lot of money.
Yeah, he was. Anyways, after Karl Malone.
Got a Riot Squad. Somebody said Riot Squad promo. No, that was after the thing. Yeah. That was after the thing. Okay.
Welcoming committee versus Riot Squad. Sarah Logan pinned Tamina after this kind of cartwheel knee type finisher.
Oh, I kind of like that. I thought it was cool.
Yeah, it was all right.
I haven't seen it before.
No, I know.
You know, if you're going to do something that I haven't seen before, I give you points.
Yeah.
Some Steve points for doing something I ain't never seen before.
All right. And after that promo, Ruby Riott started.
Somebody on Twitter, I forget who it is and I apologize, said this promo felt like it was literally one of those 2K18 promo engine promos. And it totally did. It totally did. And I love Ruby Riott, man. Yeah. I think she's great. But man, the writing for the women is so generic these days on SmackDown.
I know.
It's so generic. It's so like it's good. Like Alexa Bliss is always doling out good promos on Raw.
I know. Yeah, I don't get it. So she said that Liv Morgan and Sarah Logan are going to be in the Rumble. Charlotte comes out because Ruby Riott was talking about like crushing people's dreams and stuff.
Right, right.
And Charlotte was saying, "Well, I believe in my dreams, and because of that, I'm champion."
Mm-hmm.
She said, "I have a friend here." They want to say hello.
Mm-hmm.
Naomi comes out.
She says hello.
And then Charlotte says, I have another friend.
Yeah.
Who would also like to say hello. And it's returning Becky Lynch.
Yeah. Woo. Oh, Becky Lynch.
It's the wrong song,
dun,
man.
Dun, 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 dun.
It's wrong
Becky
song.
Becky Lynch. She's the last kicker. There you go.
So there's a brawl in the ring. Faces stand tall.
When they do the mixed match challenge, what are they going to do with the music? Can they just hit the play button on both songs at the same time?
Yeah.
That'd be good.
Amalgams,
yeah.
Not even that. No, just play at the same time.
Well, yeah, it's just play at the same time. It's not a mashup.
No.
It's just play at the same time. Oh, but then I don't forget what Becky Lynch's is. It's another version of, let's go. And then Becky Lynch's is still going. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways.
After that Baron Corbin promo, he's in the Rumble. He said, hey.
Man, could they have gotten any closer on his
Rumble
face?
Is a place for me.
Yeah. What did he say again? He was like,
I'm Lone Wolf.
I'm Lone Wolf.
Rumble.
I'm going to be in
every man for self.
I'm main event now.
He was close, man.
Yeah, it was really close.
Like, you could see the, like, HD pancake makeup they put
on. Mm-hmm.
Just back up the camera a little
bit.
Yeah,
a little bit.
I don't need that much.
Just because it's close doesn't make it more intense.
I have a freaking 70-inch TV. You know how giant his head was?
It probably took up at least 35 of those inches, didn't it?
Well, dude, from chin to freaking forehead, you know, 70 inches this way.
Diagonal, yeah.
What is this then?
Well, I have to do was it's the A squared plus B squared equals C squared.
Yes.
And the 70 would be the C.
70 would be C squared.
No.
The C? C squared.
C would be 70.
C is 7. A squared plus B squared equals C?
No, C squared.
C squared.
Yeah. So square 70, which is what, 4,900?
Right. I don't know, man.
It'd probably be easier just to go out and measure it.
Yeah, probably.
Than try to do the math on that.
Yeah, probably. Almost 40 years old, man. I'm not going to do math right now.
No. And finally, our main event, AJ Styles versus Sami Zayn. We kind of went over it a bit. There was a spot where the ref was trying to avoid AJ and Sami, who were kind of locked up, charging towards him.
Mm-hmm.
Kyoto jumped out of the ring, kind of fell on the mat outside. Kevin Owens helped him up. Was asking repeatedly, are you okay?
Are you okay?
Are you okay? I saw you fell out of the ring. Are you okay? But he was staying between the ref and the ring. The ref was trying to get in while... AJ had Zayn rolled up. Kyoto gets back in the ring. Zayn kicks at it too. Shane takes that opportunity to go over there and attack Owens. And he tells Kyoto to toss Owens from ringside.
And then Daniel Bryan says, Well, if you're going to toss him from ringside, you need to toss yourself from ringside, Shane. And Shane was like, what?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have the authority to do that. I'm your boss.
I know.
He can't do that. So he just had this confused, like, fart look on his face. And then Sami Zayn ended up getting the
Owens didn't leave the ringside area. He hopped up in the apron, distracted AJ.
Right.
AJ turned around, ate a haluva kick. Zayn wins.
Yeah.
And yeah, we kind of covered what happened afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what happens next week. I'm confused by all this.
Oh, Therathabata in chat wants to claim credit for the tweet about the Ruby Riott promo. Good job, Therathabata. So anyways, let's answer questions.
Those are you going to open mail first?
Oh, yeah, it's open mail. I love opening mail. You guys can send us crap, too.
You should open that one. It's addressed to you.
Nice. We went to the post office box yesterday, and we had like a plethora
filled
of stuff.
Filled up the trunk in my car, basically.
Yeah. It's good being loved. Or liked enough that people sent us stuff. P.O. Box 1814, Orangevale, California 95662. That's where you can send us stuff. Oh, this one is from a...
Don't know yet. Look inside.
Oh, let's go.
There's a gift message for you.
A gift message. Oh, nice.
JT Hosack, that's what I thought.
JT Hosack, the professor! He says, now both you and Larson have this shirt. He says, I don't have the skills you do, but here you go. It says, keep calm, and here's the thing. Look at this shirt.
You say, here's
this
the thing.
This is my own custom thing, dude.
Yeah, here's the thing.
Here's the thing. It's a shirt.
And it's got your name on it.
Steve here, in case anybody doesn't know. Steve here.
That's your name.
Look.
Here's the thing. We got something from That Wrestling Club.
I love this stuff right here. These crates are great every single month.
Oh, look at that.
They send this stuff out, and it's chock full of awesome wrestling stuff. Oh, look at that. I'm going to see this guy tonight at New Japan Pro Wrestling.
It's a garment, a t-shirt.
It's a shirt.
What does it say on there?
Collar and elbow.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, what size is that?
That's a Larson size.
Dang it!
That stays here. You can have this smoking skull belt. That keyring. Got a Scott Hall button.
Hey, yo. Oh, that's tight.
Got some autographed pictures in here, it looks like.
Ooh.
Let's see who we got.
Hey, what is this?
First.
Oh, it's a Christmas ornament.
Oh.
Oh, this thing's probably been here a while.
Tessa Blanchard.
Oh, nice. Look at that.
That's cool.
That's tight.
Oops. What else do we got?
All this stuff for the...
Gold dust.
Nice. Look at that.
Very cool.
Very cool.
Thank you very much.
Then we got one more over here. From Brennan Hardy. One of the long-lost Hardy brothers.
That's a good-looking shirt.
Collar and elbow wrestling, man. That's where it's at. Give me that 1920s collar and elbow. Catch as catch can,
exactly.
Oh, no, my pen's...
Oh, did you break your pen?
I'm breaking my pen.
Oh no.
Who's this guy? Cool stuff.
Cool stuff.
There's a little package that says cool stuff. Look at this. What is this?
Oh man.
Oh man, there's all sorts of cool stuff in here. Gee willikers. Look at this friggin'
poster. Oh wow, from 91.
What is this poster?
That is awesome. That's Mr. Perfect and Bret Hart.
Holy moly, for the Intercontinental Championship.
That's cool.
From ProWrestlingLoot.com.
Wow, that's neat.
That is really cool. Look at that guy.
All for the new office set. We got a bunch of autographs here.
Oh, look at that. Alberto Del Rio.
Oh, look at that.
Rio.
The Mac.
Who's that? Oh, wow. That's cool.
The Mac's great.
Look at that. He sent us a copy. I don't have to go buy this now.
Cool.
The graphic novel version of the collected version of the WWE comic.
We got the BWO.
Nice.
Come on, Raven.
Man, we can decorate our office just with this.
Oh, look at that. You got Ciampa and Gargano.
Oh, during better days.
We got another one.
Whoa, look at these.
We got another one of these. Jim Cornette.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, those are cool.
Dude, look at these. These little, like, indie wrestler.
Papa Shango.
Taz and Vader. And then, look, I got one of the Jackson brothers, one of the Young Bucks.
Typhoon.
Colt Cabana, a little wrestling figure.
Those are cool.
Those are rad.
Sabu.
I think these are a couple of Dean Ambrose's. Maybe?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Hardcore Holly.
Nice. Oh, look at this.
Oh, wow.
IVP Videos proudly presents Puro Resu Sampler.
That's cool.
Stan Hansen, Prince Devitt, Tajiri.
And that's Muda over there, right?
Is that... Oh, Muda, yeah.
I think so. Yeah.
Wow.
That's cool.
That's really cool. Pop that in. Oh, man, look. So many more cards. A giant stack of cards.
What's this? We got a... looks like a script for an episode of Nitro. December 21st, 1998.
Ooh, is that a Vince Russo? No, that would have been before.
Vince. That's cool. I love this stuff. The show rundown. Main event. Do you remember what the main event for that show was? Take a guess.
Wait, what was the date? December 98?
December 21st, 1998.
December 21st,
1998. From St. Louis, Missouri.
Was it Goldberg?
That's one of the participants, yes.
Goldberg versus, I'll say, Scott Steiner.
Close. It's another Scott.
Oh, Scott. Scotty Riggs.
Hey, yo.
Hey, yo. Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the letter. Because this is all amazing stuff right here.
Yes, it's fantastic.
This is from Brennan Hardy. Just wanted to get you guys an early Christmas present for all the great content you guys give us. I got these shirts from barbershopwindow.com and thought they were cool and funny. The I'm Sean and you're Marty is for Larson. The Eastern Championship Wrestling is for Steve.
Oh, cool.
For the record, I believe both you guys are Sean, but I just find it funny to see your guys' reactions. I threw in some old WWE trading cards I've collected from over the years. Thanks for all the awesome stuff you do. It's what I look forward to every day. For the hour a day that I watch and listen to you guys, gives me an escape from the stresses from day-to-day life. You guys are the absolute best wrestling personalities out there. Keep up the excellent work. P.S. I included this weird picture of Brock Lesnar. I hope you enjoy it as much as I do. Yes! Look at that! That's great! Now look at these shirts. Oh, crap. One of the shirts fell.
Oh, dear. Man, this Taz is great.
I know. Those are cool. Let's see. Okay, so this one is XL. This is probably yours.
Oh, this is awesome. Look at this one. Look at that.
That's awesome.
That's great.
Oh, look at this. It's the original ECW logo.
Oh, that's cool.
That's fantastic.
That's awesome.
Oh, I'm very excited about that.
Awesome. Thank you so
much.
That's
really cool. Thank you very much, Brennan. That's awesome. Thank you for the nice words as well.
Find a place for Brock.
Oh, that's going to go on the office set.
The new office?
We got to save everything for the new office. All right, let's answer some questions about SmackDown. Alex C., would you want Woods to win the U.S. title and Freebird rule it? Will the rest of the New Day? Okay, number one, has that ever been done before? And if not, would it then be referred to as New Day rules? Because that would be establishing a new precedent.
People have shared titles, but only two people.
Mm.
Like Layla, Michelle McCool.
Mm.
Were co-holders of either the women's title or Divas title.
Okay,
all right. And then weren't Chyna and... was it Jericho?
Jericho or Guerrero?
Or Guerrero. They held...
Jericho, I think.
They were co-holders of the Intercontinental title too, right?
Okay. I feel like this three-man thing establishes a new precedent.
Yes, and it should be called the New Day Rule.
Because they're also a cohesive group. But then I guess Layla and What's-Her-Face was too. Let's see here. Braun wants us to power rank... what we think Kofi is going to do.
Oh, wow.
In this year's Rumble. It's going to be some variation on his trust exercise.
Yeah.
I feel like he'll do it from Braun's shoulders or something like that.
Well, usually it's to avoid elimination.
Good point. He'll jump onto Braun from the Braun will get eliminated.
Braun's not going to be in the Rumble because
he's in that
title match.
Who else is
he's
tall?
In that match?
He's in. Who else is tall? I don't know. I feel like he's going to... I don't know.
What about Cass? Maybe Cass will come back.
Oh, there you go. Cass will come back. And he'll hop on Cass. I don't know. It'll be fun, though. It'll be cool. Um, Oh, Patrick Sparks. Fantasy book. The best outcome. What is the best outcome for the Breezango Ascension and Bludgeon Brothers story?
Well, the
absolute
worst would be Bludgeon Brothers just destroying those other teams. That's probably what's going to happen.
Yeah, that's probably what's going to happen. That is the worst. That's what's going to happen.
It'll probably be like a handicap match. The Breezango and Ascension against Bludgeon Brothers, and they'll still lose.
Yeah. That's the worst, and it's probably what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. What is the best outcome? Because I don't think
they're all friends at the end.
Oh, I like that too.
That's the best outcome.
They all go to Denny's and get pancakes.
Yes. All you can eat.
Yeah. Plus two.
Two more.
Yeah.
Official Fahad, which story do you want to see more? Daniel Bryan versus Shane or Daniel Bryan versus AJ? It's not even close. Daniel Bryan versus AJ.
By a mile and a half. Yes. Are you kidding me? Oh, my goodness. Not even close.
Jason the Cabbie, as much as I hate to think it, how long until the bottom drops out on Rusev Day and they start getting treated like Breezango? That's my worry, too.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, the good thing is they're peaking at a really good time prior to Mania. And so I feel like if they haven't gotten the titles by Mania or shortly thereafter, that's when we're going to start to see it.
Mm-hmm.
May-ish.
Yeah. Fat bastard champ Alex Foster, who in WWE has the best street clothes / non-wrestling gear? Titus O'Neil always has awesome suits.
Oh, yeah. Corey Graves is always dressed
Jinder
really
Mahal
good.
Always has awesome suits.
Oh, yeah, he does. Good point. I'm trying to think who else.
Byron Saxton usually has really good suits,
he
too.
He has usually really good suits. Yeah, all good answers. Oh, what a great question from, and I haven't seen this name before. I have to do some shout outs next episode. Auntie Hamelainen. I am so sorry for botching your name. But Power Rank, the top five things Rusev wished for when he blew out that candle. Number one, Machka. Yeah. I would think number five is for Aiden English to win.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
to win his match.
Well, I think number one would be every day officially, legally, Rusev Day.
Okay.
Two, Machka.
Machka. Number three. He wants Lana to like expand her cooking repertoire a little bit.
All right.
It's a little narrow.
Limited.
Limited these days, yeah.
Four. Machka.
Yeah, Machka.
Machka. Nate Morris, Power Rank, flavors of pancakes.
It's original. Number one is original. It's straight up pancake. Buttermilk or whatever.
Yeah, buttermilk. Here. Yeah. I got to say this, though. When I was on vacation, the place we were staying at, I don't know what they did to this pancake. So they only made it the first full day we were there, so the first breakfast we had there. So what the woman cooking it did, it's on a griddle, and she used copious amounts of either oil or butter on the griddle.
Oh, yeah.
So it's essentially a fried pancake.
So good.
And what she did is she dropped a strawberry, just a single, I don't know if it was like, fresh or one in sugar and stuff, right in the middle of the pancake batter.
Interesting.
But somehow the flavor of that lone strawberry infused the rest of the pancake,
yeah.
which was essentially deep fried.
Yeah.
And oh, my God.
Wow.
Magical.
Interesting.
And that's the only day she did that.
Yeah.
It was fantastic.
Awesome. You should try
it.
It
was
yourself,
transcendent.
Man. Yeah, you should try yourself.
I think the secret is whatever that strawberry was.
Oh, yeah.
Like maybe they soaked it in rum or something. I don't know.
Oh, so the strawberries, okay.
I think that was the key because other
Can't
days.
Can't just be your mom's regular strawberry.
No, the other day she would make pancakes, normal pancakes, in the same fashion, but no strawberry in the middle.
Mm.
And they just weren't the same.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever was in that strawberry helped all the magic.
What if it was just strawberry?
It could be.
Yeah, you should try
it's
it.
It's just a, I don't know.
Yeah.
Apart from that. Blueberry pancakes.
Yeah, blueberries
really good.
Number two, and after that, screw everybody.
Have you ever had sweet potato pancakes? They're good.
Maybe.
They're good.
Really?
I make pancakes with oatmeal, and they're pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, chocolate's good, too. Like
chocolate chips.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then you're mixing dessert with breakfast, and I can't get on board with that.
Oh, man. Pancakes are everything, though. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, and dessert. You kidding me? Every day.
If we try to eat pancakes every meal for an entire day?
No, man. Too old for that. Can't do that.
No, we're not. There's enough variety. You can get like some high-fiber pancakes so they don't clog you up.
Yeah.
Some fruit in there. Get some nutrition.
This is a good question.
Whole
here.
Wheat.
Samantha Brunker. Predictions for record setters
oh, yeah,
for the first women's Royal Rumble. Longest in the ring, Most eliminations, quickest elimination.
Asuka, most eliminations.
Okay, all right.
Longest?
I feel like Tamina is going to be very difficult to get her out.
Becky Lynch, longest in the ring.
You think Becky Lynch is longest? Yeah. I'm going to say Tamina's longest.
Quickest? Lana.
Yeah, probably Lana. I could see that. Or Natalya.
Yeah.
She kind of has the character to be like really whiny about being thrown out really quick.
Yeah.
Alex
Knight, power rank top five surprise entrance you want to see in the men's Royal Rumble. We're going to do a count out on that.
Yeah. So, Tranquilo.
We'll give you answers to that in a couple weeks.
Oh, good question here. Matthew E. Williams, Esquire. You think Baron Corbin is going to head to the main event picture? Or is he getting sent to Raw after Mania to get him away from the storylines he's been in? That's kind of the thing also about the SmackDown roster, kind of less or more so than the Raw roster, because Raw has like a deeper roster.
I feel like they're exhausting their feuds.
They need to do some swaps, man. They got to do Mania, some trades.
I don't see Corbin heading to the main event for Mania. It's going to be summer again.
Yeah.
Broken Steve, power rank, AJ, WrestleMania opponents. Now, everybody's cleared.
Daniel Bryan.
Number one, yeah. Ahead of Nakamura?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's Daniel Bryan. Number two is Nakamura.
Three, Randy Orton. That's one that's going to happen.
Oh, man. Number three is... I'll say...
Finn Balor, number three.
Oh, there
he
wins,
decides to jump right in. Then four, Randy Orton, because that's one's going to happen.
You really think that's going to happen?
No, I'm not so sure.
Are you just saying that?
I want to keep saying it's going to happen so it doesn't
happen. Doesn't happen. Okay, I'm with
five.
You. Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn.
Yeah.
Karen, what can be done to freshen up the tag team division? Because she feels like the Usos are achieving New Day level status, where they're fun to have to run the division, but are starting to feel bigger than its limitations. What can be done to freshen up? I think the Bludgeon Brothers are freshening up a little bit. They're kind of, I love that style of booking when you bring in somebody who is kind of the Goldberg way of doing things.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of squashes on kind of a low level, you know, because Goldberg was just always there in the mid card, like squashing people. And then all of a sudden, you know, he gets the US title. It's kind of a big deal. But then it's like, oh, he's just waiting in the wings.
Yeah.
And they trot him out for Hogan.
Yeah.
I like that. I mean, that's just sort of one of many examples. I like that with the Bludgeon Brothers. Like, I think that's going to be a big deal because they're going to go through Breezango and Ascension, however long it's going to take.
Yeah.
They'll rack up a couple more wins against some other good tag teams, and they'll just be sort of waiting in the wings for whenever the Usos are done with whatever they're doing.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I think that bringing in, who can they bring in from NXT? It's too early for the Street Profits.
Yeah.
I don't like heavy machinery.
Authors of Pain is too much crossover with Bludgeon Brothers in terms of just being a destructive force.
Yeah, probably.
Not
gimmick
wise, obviously.
And
but
Authors of Pain feel a bit more like, you know, we would. I mean, it could have been DIY.
I know.
Could have been DIY.
What about TM61? They're really good.
There you go.
In ring, they're ready.
Yeah, I kind of feel like in NXT, they need to just get their TV time out of the way and then just bring them up.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, they're real good.
Let's see here. James the Freak Phillips. Do you think Carmella will pull a Seth Rollins and inject herself into a SmackDown Women's Championship match with her cash in? I'm going to say no, because they're going to have Charlotte. They're going to need that title for something bigger than Carmella at WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then, man, you're really flirting with. You gotta pull
the
trigger.
Yeah, after Mania, you only have two more months.
Mm-hmm.
I know we've already answered one of Alex Knight's questions, but this one is good too. Power rank, final four in the men's and women's Rumble.
Ooh.
Right now.
Wow, right now.
We can't change these power rankings, but right now. Final four. Orton.
Okay, Orton.
Nakamura.
Is Reigns gonna be in the Rumble?
He hasn't declared yet.
Cena.
Yeah, probably.
Probably Cena.
And then we definitely need someone from Raw.
Joe.
Well, that'd be cool.
Joe Cena. That's a good four. Joe Cena, Nakamura, Orton.
Okay. Women's Rumble. Asuka.
Yeah, Asuka, because she's going to win. Becky Lynch.
Sasha.
Sasha. You pretty much think that Nia Jax is going to be fighting for the title at the Rumble.
Yeah, I think so.
And I don't know, Naomi maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe Naomi. Or one of the Riott Squad. Ruby Riott maybe. You don't think so?
No. Paige. Paige.
Oh, there you go. Paige. Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
No, right. No one from the Riott Squad would be in the Final Four, man. The way they've been booked lately, it's not going to
so
happen.
It's so bad. Okay. This last question here. Tommy T. Just because he says, it's been bugging me for a long time.
Oh.
So, you know, this is a very important question.
Yeah.
He says, he has to ask, why do you both insist Orton went heel by burning down Wyatt's house? When Stone Cold Steve Austin did so many more heel things to McMahon and was never considered a heel because of it, and keep in mind, Austin was just fighting his greedy boss. Orton was literally fighting a demon.
Different times, man.
I was going to say, when you put it that way, that's a good point. But McMahon wasn't just a greedy boss.
He was a real jerk.
He was a real so-and-so.
And like Stone Cold, yeah, he liked to needle Vince. But I don't really feel like he went all out in terms of destruction.
Well, he did do that cement truck to the car.
But that was in response to something.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say. It was all in response to something.
Well, okay, here's also a bigger point, though. Bray Wyatt never did anything to Randy Orton except for to bring him into his circle.
Randy Orton's the one that turned on Bray Wyatt.
Yes!
And then burned his house down.
Bray Wyatt brought him in, nurtured him at his teat.
Yeah.
And said,
Taught him mystical powers.
Yes! He brought him into his literal family. He brought him in, and this guy just burns his house down?
Yeah, and Bray didn't say anything about satanic powers until after Randy burned the house down.
Right.
If I remember correctly.
So that's why, man. You know, Bray Wyatt
bringing him in. Everybody wants to see their boss, who's a jerk, get their comeuppance.
Oh, yeah, man.
Everybody wants to see that. Even if you've never had a boss that was a jerk,
mm-hmm.
it's good to see authority figures get their comeuppance when
they're
jerks. Absolutely,
yeah. You want to wreck them. Big time wreck them. Man, I tell you, could have wrecked some of my bosses if I really wanted to.
We're going to come back to this, huh?
Yeah. This is one of my favorite conversations.
Bray, I came out of nowhere. He burned down his house.
Come on.
And then posed in front of it.
And here's the thing too. Like the McMahon is a billionaire, right? So he's rich.
Like he can have several thousand of Corvettes destroyed.
Yeah.
It's nothing to him.
Bray Wyatt has a freaking shack.
Yeah, that's all he has.
In the middle of the freaking woods.
Yeah.
That's all he has. His family's buried there. This guy's going to go burn the house down.
Mm-hmm.
Trivia time.
Oh, yes.
First in trivia.
Oh, shoot.
Modern era.
On the floor. I guess I'll be reading from this one. Modern era. All right, I'll go first. Era. Big events. What superstar among Shawn Michaels, Kane, and Big Show did fans vote to face John Cena and Kurt Angle for the WWE title?
I think I'm cute.
Yeah, we watched that one.
HBK. Big events. Modern era. What diva did Ric Flair threaten, causing Mick Foley to say, I quit, in their SummerSlam 2006 match?
Ooh.
Yeah, good luck with that. So apparently Ric Flair threatened violence on a diva, and Mick Foley said, don't do that, I quit.
Trish Stratus.
Melina.
Yeah, I never would have got that.
Never would have got that.
Championships. In July 2008, who was the first woman to win the WWE Divas Championship? Ship. Singular, not plural, sorry.
2008?
Yeah.
Beth Phoenix.
Michelle McCool.
Was not really paying attention at that time. Championships. Who completed his internet revolution when he defeated Dolph Ziggler?
Woo, woo, woo.
You know it. Yeah.
Superstar bio. What bizarre WWE superstar was known for both eating worms and also spitting worms in the face or mouths?
Ooh, the boogeyman.
Downed opponents, yes.
Classic.
Wait, you do superstar bio already?
Superstar bio in the modern era. What was the name of the rap album John Cena released in 2005?
You can't see me?
Very good. Good guess.
All right, big event. Stone Cold Steve Austin made his WrestleMania debut.
Is this the classic era?
It's classic, yeah.
Okay.
Made his WrestleMania debut at WrestleMania 12 by defeating what future Los Boricuas leader?
Savio Vega!
Yes.
El Idolo!
You got to put a. There you go.
Big events, classic era. In the April 1996 main event of In Your House, Diesel attacked Shawn Michaels with the prosthetic leg of what ringside WWE Hall of
Famer? Baron Von Raschke.
Maurice Mad Dog Vachon. Oh. Good guess, though.
Championships. What two men made up the Brain Busters team that won the World Tag Team Championship in July 1989?
The Brain Busters?
Yeah.
Arn Anderson and Tully Blanchard.
Yeah.
Nice. Exercising my brain muscles. Championships. Who teamed with WWE champion Bob Backlund to win the World Tag Team Championship at 1980's Showdown at Shea?
What is this card you're getting?
Give me that again.
Okay, who teamed with the WWE champion Bob Backlund to win the tag team championships at 1980's Showdown at Shea?
Well, it wasn't Bruno, because he had a cage match against Zabisco that show, I think. Freddie Blassie.
Pedro Morales.
Superstar bio. Whose 1988 arrival in WWE was heralded with videos of his excellence in bowling, baseball, golf, and football?
Mr. Perfect.
Yes. Man, you got an easy card here.
Superstar bio. You do not. Superstar bio. What competitor and future announcer teamed with Adrian Adonis to form the East-West Connection tag team?
Ventura.
Very good.
Gosh darn it.
I got five. You got how many?
Three.
Nice. I get two cards. I'm going to pull from this new stack.
Good. Dropping everything over here.
Oh, look at this. Molina. Very nice.
Yeah.
Got a Molina. It's all shiny and stuff. And I got... Oh, Sid Vicious.
Oh, dear.
Look at that. What a beautiful card. Sid Vicious.
God, I'm dropping everything.
Whoa.
My phone.
We need office space, man.
Yeah. Do you see EC3 dressed as Sid?
No,
funny.
That sounds great.
Funny.
I'll have to check it out. Was it on Twitter or something?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Anyways, thanks everybody for tuning in. We really appreciate it. Hilton, did you have a good New Year's? That's awesome. Did you hear that? He said he had a good New Year's. Can I get some music? Nice. Look at that. Hilton hooking up the music. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Until next time, talk to you guys later.
Bye.